More than 35 states now allow children to hunt or carry a gun for sport as long as there's a parent or an adult mentor along to supervise. In America, any talk about gun policy usually gets heated and divisive very quickly. But in Wisconsin, when the legislature eliminated the hunting age limit just before the start of the 2017 deer hunting season, the change happened without much fanfare or debate. Sean Toomey spoke with Lindy Lemerant, a third grader, and her dad, Joe, as Lindy got ready for her first hunt.
Hi, my name is Lindy, and I'm 9 years old, and I live in Wisconsin, and tomorrow is my first hunt ever in my whole entire life, and the first animal I'm going to kill is turkey.
How do you outsmart a turkey?
With a turkey call. Here is what it sounds like. Turkeys have really good eyesight, so when the gun is pointing toward the turkey, you have to move it really, really slow.
You know how we play that game, freeze? That's how you have to honk. You gotta be like a statue.
So before you shoot, always turn off the safety, but you have to do it really quietly because the turkeys can really hear you. And if you want to bring snacks, if you're hungry, don't bring like noisy snacks like chips. When you open the bag, it might make a loud noise. But turkeys can't smell you at all. So it's all right if we wear perfume, ladies.
Can you tell me about your shotgun?
The gun is kind of short. It's not really heavy. Yeah, it's not really heavy when you stand up and you're holding it, but it will be pretty heavy if you're a little kid. But I don't think you can hunt if you're a little kid.
What does it feel like when you pull the trigger?
Well, the gun, it kicks back a little bit, but if you keep it tight on top of your shoulder, it won't hurt at all. But if you keep it loose and you wiggle it while you're shooting, then you'll mess up the shot. So I did actually shoot some guns before. I shooted a BB gun and just my other 22. I started with the BB gun and started to shoot like cans and stuff to practice. So we started first by sitting down and we used this shooting stick.
That seems like it would require a lot more skill than leaning it on something that was much more stable.
Yeah, it's correct.
You carry the shooting stick.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a couple shells in, okay? So we don't have to make noise when we're out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's one in the chamber and another one in the magazine. And the safety's on, all right? So I'll carry this for you till we get to the blind, all right?
Why is it a good idea to teach, say, a 9-year-old to hunt?
It is the circle of life, so to speak. Hunting is not just pulling a trigger or killing an animal. It's the preparation, the hunt itself, the time with family and friends, and then all throughout the year being able to enjoy the table fare. It's amazing. And teaching someone at a young age on how things really are, how things have been since the beginning of time, I think it's part of our instincts, part of our culture, part of our heritage. It's part of us, and there's nothing more natural than that.
My favorite part about hunting is that I get to sit with my dad and just wait around until a turkey comes.
See all those tops? You're looking for a girlfriend.
The days you're lucky.